It's better to be high on yourself and wrong than low on yourself and right. If you're feeling left out or down in the dumps, learn to control and dominate the world with your mind. Get Emerson Dameron's Metabomb, now available on Bandcamp.
I don't know if you have experienced the joy of stimulating yourself to climax nearly and edging yourself while you're in the process of ruining someone's life.
Emerson Dameron's Medicated Minutes is LA's number one avant-garde personal development program. It airs first Wednesdays of the month on Kaechung Los Angeles, 1630 AM, kaechungradio.org, and is thereafter available as the only good podcast at medicated-minutes.com or anywhere fine podcasts are downloaded. I'm Emerson Dameron, producer, writer, host, etc. Drop in gems and jewels, fools, in every episode. Maybe you don't have time to listen to an entire hour-long podcast. This is some extra material, but not too extra. It's a collection of sound bites, snippets, little morsels, nuggets of what you can hear on the show. Check it out. You might learn something about yourself. If you just love everyone, you don't really love anyone. You have to pick the truly great people, and you have to know how to find them, and you have to be one. And that means managing your time and resources. You can't get back your time. In some cases, you can't get back the energy that you expend. It's hard to remoralize yourself after you've been thoroughly demoralized. And you can protect yourself by ignoring people that are blatantly wasting your time. Just ignore them. You can ignore almost everyone that is solicitous of your time. Most of them don't need it, don't really want it, and even if they needed it and wanted it, they would not deserve it because they are going to waste it or they are going to use it against you. Ignore them. And if you want to be polite, acknowledge that you heard what they said, but ignore the content. You don't have to respond. They are wasting your time.
Hey, guess what? You are enlightened. That may seem like a big deal, but it's not, because truth is, you have always been enlightened, and you have never not been enlightened. You are enlightened in this moment like any other moment, and you can pretend that you're not enlightened. Most people are in the habit of doing that. But that doesn't change the fact that you are enlightened, just as you've always been enlightened and always will be enlightened, no matter what you do to try to change that. You are enlightened, and there's nothing you can do about it.
In general, I'm all about saying less, doing more, less talking, more doing. Unfortunately, this show relies heavily on the talking part of that equation. There's not much way I can do the show without talking. That's a big part of it. There are other kinds of effort, emanation involved. Lots of non-productive expenditure to go around, but the talking is definitely the essence. If you can't forgive, but you like the idea of forgiving, don't forgive, but say that you did. Commit to not forgiving to the point where you're okay with lying about it and saying, "I forgive you," and then get credit for forgiveness, for being the grown-up, and keep in your back pocket an option to later on take revenge. And they will not see it coming. They thought they were forgiven. Joke's on them. Slow burn. Not a bad idea if you commit to it. The philosophy of this show includes encouraging you to think sort of like a scientist, sort of like a detective, and sort of like the trickster coyote who's rooting for chaos. And as long as you're going to be wrong,
You may as well be wrong about the right things. And I've thought about this, and I've come up with a few things that I think it is okay to be wrong about. So if you are self-conscious about being wrong, here's some stuff that you can feel good about having bad opinions on if it turns out that you are wrong. And in most cases, these are not falsifiable, so you don't have to sweat it anytime soon. And away we go.
A specter haunts the area of Marina Del Rey. That's right, Frank Bennett, erstwhile owner of a speakeasy, the Del Monte, is said to haunt the premises to this day. But that's not in Marina Del Rey proper. That's in Venice Beach, somewhat to the north. However, if you are in Marina Del Rey, in the Golden Triangle between Washington, Lincoln, Admiralty Way, you too can get haunted, as there are various spirits, ghosts, and lost souls frequenting various hotel lounges of the hotels, high-end, low-end, and in-between-end in Marina Del Rey. And if that's not exciting enough for you, perhaps you belong on the annual Scream Boat Halloween Yacht Party. With
loopy handwriting that you kind of had to read in a lilting southern accent. Just the musicality of it is palpable. That said, I'm sorry, goodbye, Deborah. She took my soul. Maybe she needed it. Maybe she needed it more. Why am I making excuses for this? My soul is gone.
Understand about, in some realms of knowledge, if you're sincerely inquiring, and if you are using the scientific method and the Socratic method and other methods that are effective for exploring fields of knowledge, you will find less certainty the deeper in and the further out you go.
And figure out what you really want. And the most interesting way to do that, that I've found, is to think about strictly what you secretly want. Right? What are you ashamed of wanting? What do you not want me to know that you want? Make a list of those things. People don't respect you if you want them to like you too much. It's an invitation to treat you like garbage. It is almost a better idea to treat people poorly, because at least some of them seem to really enjoy that. Nobody likes being treated better than they know they deserve to be treated. So if you want to be treated well, dare to be disliked. That is the first and can be the most challenging, but is for sure the most essential step to step into the bold kind of leadership that you were born for. He is obsessively in love, limerence is what it is, with a woman named Leanne, who no one ever sees. He talks about her constantly. She's never around. Being in love with someone who is unavailable, inaccessible, in this case, lives in another city. It's not really established where. Like, she travels around a lot, but for some reason she never comes to LA. There are advantages to being in love with someone who is unavailable and will never reciprocate. You don't have to have relationships with people in your town, which is good. All of them are terrible.
My suspicion of cats is that they understand English perfectly and speak it with mid-Atlantic accents, and they're just holding out on us. I probably wouldn't cook up a cat and eat it, but the cat would do it to me, so I don't really know what's stopping me. If the cat was my size and I was its size, the rest of my life would be about 5 seconds long. Eat something. That's important. Cortisol quashes your appetite, and you're gonna need that as well.
Be of good spirit, but don't say things straight out. You don't have to share everything. You don't have to tell everyone everything that you think, especially about yourself. Shut up once in a while.
Think of the top, let's say, 7 people and figure out how you can knife them in the back and twist it hard and be Ice Cube knocking them out and Chris Tucker coming and laughing in their faces as they lie on the ground, and hit them with the kind of betrayal that makes it impossible for them to ever trust anyone again. So be grateful for everything and to everyone. If somebody is your enemy or did you dirty, you may as well learn what you can from it and laugh. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What's funny about this? And then get revenge and be grateful for the opportunity to do that and
insult your friends and cut them down and insult them in such a way that is going to be churning away in their hearts and brains for the rest of their lives. And then you will take out the garbage, you will clean house, and you will inevitably get an entirely new circle of friends of the caliber that you deserve. Friends who understand your capacity for evil, that will join you in a very interesting book club, I would imagine. A lot of forbidden how-to manuals. Winners, people that deserve your time. But, you know, I think the reason that you're probably giving me that look, like, there's just no way you're ever going to consider any of this.
Understanding your values. Understanding the value of values. How to value them. And quantification is not a perfect paradigm, but it's the one that we like the best in America. The scoreboard doesn't lie. So, much like the great philosophers, such as Seneca and Aristotle, you will want to calculate the value of your values using an abacus. Just slide those balls back and forth. Those nice, smooth, hypnotic balls, the way that they move, a clacking sound that keeps your confused roommates awake at night, and hypnotize yourself with the balls, and then believe whatever the hell you want.
Self-mockery is the foundation of an inconquerable ego, as the writer Jeff Quinn put it. If you can't make fun of yourself, you kind of forfeit the right to make fun of others. It's part of being self-aware. But if it's like a consistent thing where you're putting yourself down and denying your own power and agency and presenting yourself as a loser, eventually it's like you're not really joking. You're kidding on the square. And you got to take a break from that. Make some jokes about how awesome you are. Make some advertisements for yourself. Do an ad campaign for how you're the best. Because you are the best at what you do, which is being yourself.
It goes on and on, and it's all quite ridiculous. We talk to ourselves about ourselves all day, and it's almost entirely crap. We are wrong about everything. Sometimes in very interesting ways. Most of these stories are just depressing and not interesting or fun. They're like miserable little art films.
The difference between you and me is that you need a sense of magic, and that's admirable. It's a good quality to have, and young people, you should be having fun, making those sexy, risky investments. But you gotta give that up at some point if you really want to make it in the business. And I know what it is to do that. And I can have fun doing that. I don't even need to have fun to have fun. And that's the difference between you and me.
And you are encouraged to confront your demons and just kick it with them. Start a band. Start a bowling league. Who says you don't have friends? Just look at all those demons. That's your crew right there. Let them in. They take their coffee black. I'm just assuming.
I got to apologize. I own it. I'm sorry. I wish I had never said you don't have to pay your state taxes. You can, quote unquote, just keep all your money and not tell them. That's not true. Wish I'd never said it. Wish I'd never believed it. You can't just keep all your money and not tell them. The collection methods give them away as keen readers of Iceberg Slim, determined to get paid their outstanding invoices. It's a keystone element of their sense of personal pride. They're gonna get their money. I need some kind of bone to throw them. The show is virtually free, but there's a PayPal tip jar, and you can figure out how to use it if you're smart enough to listen to the show. I have a bachelor's degree. I'm not for everyone. Send me some money, give it to K-Chung, or simply wire it to the California Franchise Tax Board. But do something. It's not a donation. It's an investment.